Now, what is a decision you can be confident in? Insecurity happens. It's part of the nature of our world. We think about what others will think or the prospect that we somehow won't succeed with the capabilities we have now. We wish we were more capable, different, but we can only change slowly and incrementally, and even then only in response to outside stimuli. You can't open the box with the crowbar that's inside, but you can have help. Even passive help, like me presenting the right ideas to your mind. We think about the space our decisions and declarations will occupy in the lives of others and in our future lives. Where previously you may have regretted, I will instead turn your mind toward resolve. And if you go with me, then these words might permeate, as they have with many others, helping to focus and fixate, helping you take on board these useful, confident methods of proceeding. No amount of fretting about what you will do will alter the future or change the past. You're still you. You go into every situation as yourself, the machine of you, the constellation of you, with the tools that you've been prepared to have throughout your life, at hand. Nothing more and nothing less. And this includes how prepared you are on a given day. Many things outside your control will influence how you will decide in every situation. Your responsibility is only to look backward after and resolve yourself to improve rather than resign yourself to regret. But in the moment, knowing you are you, unfreeze and proceed, because that's all you really can do. The alternative is to miss chances, to fail to improve, and therefore to have something to really regret. We're going to avoid that. I'm going to help you understand that all processes you undergo can do engender physical change in the brain, even if they're just being logged as one of a million memories in long-term storage for later retrieval. Even these words are physical, passing into you. Nothing new will flow into you unless you move forward. You might learn, you might change, you might progress, but the progress will come when you unfreeze and proceed. You may think freezing in place gives you time to think. You may think pausing or second-guessing or doubting your thought processes will spawn new ones. You may think that on the other side of the freeze will be something different than what you have done without it. And therefore, you may leave household tasks undone, leave interpersonal things unsaid, leave work on the back burner. And nothing is wrong with feeling a sense of anxiety or discomfiture when you must do something, like talk about a difficult subject, commence a personal or business project, or simply embark into the world on the errands from which the necessary framework of a comfortable life proceed. Well, that feeling's normal enough. The conclusion that you can change yourself by thinking the right thoughts from inside the situation is the issue. Improvement happens afterward, and since you can only make decisions as you, you really might as well make them. But the human mind is a computer over which we have administrative rights. It is a thing which can and does change. And that's important. Because you are full of context, you understand your situation. By providing these little mantras you can repeat to yourself to unfreeze these ideas and concepts and threads of thought, you may attach importance to them and weave some of them into the tapestry of your long-term memory, your conditioned responses. You have the potential to change, and therefore to resolve and improve. You can open it up. Your neurochemistry is flexible over time. Fluid. Trainable. Of course, this requires meditation. Habituation. To put yourself in the right situations with the right preparation. To use helpful internal visualization, the idea of support and confidence when you interact with people. When you attempt to advance your own interests and those of others. When you tackle the world and put your best foot forward. It can be daunting but oh so rewarding, and with your full understanding, you can consider altering yourself. And that's okay. In fact, it's important. Allow me to convince you. Presenting the procedure I propose to your mind, which may be very striking and may stay with you because of my efforts to work with how your mind is structured, how your thought processes flow. Instead of allowing yourself to pause at times when there is a difficult task or an uncomfortable conversation or a heavy obligation, instead of faltering and experiencing even a moment's anxiety, and we're all guilty of it, in the middle of a task, practice meditation before you begin. Identify. Focus. Steel yourself. Decide that no matter the outcome or challenges presented, you will proceed with no regrets because regret or anticipatory faltering does not change one moment of the past. And as you are the machine and constellation of you, entering every situation as yourself, it won't really change the present either. The resolve to change oneself can change future outcomes. If you could decide all future outcomes, you'd miss out on the sense of achievement that comes from doing the job with the you have crafted, with or without assistance. Unfreeze and proceed. Think of times you've experienced anxiety, trepidation. Let them flow through you and then off of you like water off your back, beating away, leaving only traces, leaving you clean and liberated on the other side. When you confront challenges, interpersonal, business, or the challenge of managing your environment and life, you're really the only one in the game. I'm here talking, but these words are physical alterations of the air, or the electronic interface. The perturbation of the air passes, and all that remains is your memory that the word was, the effect it had on your ear, the electrical signal sent therein, the words arriving amid vibrations in your mind, being processed for context instantaneously through the filter of language, and then either rejected or accepted, or put through further scrutiny. Every word impacts you, and by calling attention to the process, I enable you to affect it. That's the thing. You think of those times where you confronted challenges. You hit the ball. You run the bases. You move forward. And you have survived everything up to now. And will continue on in that fashion, as long and as well as you can, and with a little help, maybe even better. Because the fact you have proceeded this way thus far does not mean you can't streamline your methods, improve your process, and you are allowed assistance in finding those improvements. People can help. I can help. And that help takes the form of the right words, the right stimulus to your neurochemistry. Tools which you can employ in the moment you notice signs in yourself of trepidation or anxiety. Even this soothing voice which you may think back to is another tool. When you would freeze up or avoid what must get done, the first step in refining your process, in improving your behavior, is recognizing what circumstances spark the need to act rather than freeze, to unfreeze and proceed. The actions you can call upon will be discussed later. Envision for me the flow of tension and anxiety in your system. We don't often think of it this way, But it is a physical thing, supported by chemicals, whether it's the physical weariness in your musculature, or simply the tiredness in your mind. In some ways, the tension and anxiety in your system, these physical components here identified, are responsible for the freezing response in many people, where they doubt their course of action in the middle. They are less than 100% and therefore fear the results. But the thing is, you're still you going into every situation. The idea that anxiety, that freezing, is a physical, isolatable process might be counterintuitive, but it's true. As I said, these words are a physical thing too, preserved electronically for your consumption, then run through your mind. And they might normally just be stored in short-term memory, discarded, living in the brain. But they might also get committed to long-term memory if you attach importance to them, if you let them in. For on their transit through your mind, if my reasoning is alluring to your particular configuration of conscious and subconscious thoughts, you might absorb it enough to nod along, to let your subconscious tendencies change, alter, building tools in the toolbox of your mind for future deployment at the aforementioned times, when your brain begins the physical process of self-doubt or anxiety. You'll have an answer, a counter, or even when a shot of confidence would be useful to you. That's how we help. You and I build new pathways hinged to the progress of sounds, sights, stimuli through your mind, triggers that fire off and remind you of things that can be easy to forget, easy to lose in the moment. A little reinforcement, the emotional and mental support that comes from listening, interwoven assistance from my voice to your brain, preparing you for what you'll need to do. And really, that's the most useful reminder I can unwind for you to pick up. There are some things you will need to encounter, need to cope with. But they are only physical obstacles. This too shall pass. They are events, and they will happen to you, with you in them. How they change is up to how the machine of you is set up to integrate with them. Things you can come out the other side of, though. Breathe deeply. See each obstacle as an interface, a contact between the constellation of you, mind, body, intellect, training, experience like what we're providing now, and the outside world. So if you find yourself avoiding, evading, freezing, anxious, when dealing with other people, when dealing with business requirements, or even when trying to remember or formulate a plan of action, you have permission to return to this place in your mind and to remember. Unfreeze and proceed. Think of this soothing time and these thoughts we're bouncing back and forth, making them stronger as we go. There are mechanisms in this little package of programming which might be advantageous to integrate into your waiting mind. The first such mechanism is recognition. The second is momentum. The third is resolve. Recognition we've covered. The only way you can edit your response to freezing or seeming stressed in social, interpersonal, business, or productivity situations is to recognize the behaviors in yourself which we can and already have begun to change for the better. Be on the lookout in a calm, measured way for the times you recognize stress entering your life, freezing in a feel of needing to grope for an answer or response. When that happens, you're allowed to think back to this moment, to this relaxing, soothing, sedate place, which is part of you, a bubble in your mind, firm and constant where you interface with my voice, remade and strengthened each time you find ways to incorporate these meditations and assist you in confident progress through life. You are allowed to become calm because the more you let yourself slip into the soothing mental rhythm you're in now, easier it'll be to do it again. Like flicking a switch in your mind to turn on the mental support structure you've built to reinforce a version of yourself that already existed and improved you. The first step in change is crafting an image of the changed you. Let that imagery, enhancement of confidence, the you who responds to impulse to freeze or falter, with the will and encouragement to unfreeze and proceed. We acknowledge you may freeze, but resolving and continuing is also within your power. Because you'd rather be someone who progressed and evaluated their actions than someone stuck in stasis who never tried. The vision of improvements you could make to yourself is a physical thing, part of your brain. It's being encoded and used to spark images of a version of you who confidently supports their own positions, who continues rather than freezes, who unfreezes and proceeds, who moves through their life and begins every day as if on purpose. And while building that image within is the first step, and everyone has room for improvement, trust me, it doesn't all have to happen at once. Your mind needs time to process changes, build pathways. Your neurochemistry has to respond to changed stimuli, to your new responses, which will become habits and then become improvements. We often live in a society which scolds us for not improving all at once, which lauds your continuing to exist as you do. But learning to be confident in your opinions, to avoid freezing, to stand behind your decisions, must be done slowly and incrementally. Rushing in, failing to investigate the nature of changes you're incorporating into yourself, would be irresponsible. So instead, you'll be responsible, slow, steady, gradual. All I've really done is helped you spot some things. We carry the physical potential to improve inside of us at all times, literally. But that doesn't mean going from one way of being to another, one mental structure to a more confident way, is simple or easy or instantaneous. For your subconscious and conscious mind to accept a change, you must first be examining it, incorporating it, truly persuading oneself. Having some help is helpful. If you slowly feel surging confidence rise in your chest when you make a decision, or if you find it easier to let go of regret and do productive things instead, well, you can take that as a sign that the topics we discussed today were accepted favorably by the black box of your inner life and subconscious thought, where only the best changes are made. So, assess when to use these abilities. What uncommon ability do you develop here that you might ordinarily lack access to? Simply an awareness that the state you are in now exists and is useful. That's enough. You are in a deep, relaxing place where edits to your mind can take place, slowly and incrementally and in an accepting way. The two fundamental edits we've done today, once you recognize where to alter your behavior, are that when you would freeze, you instead proceed, assess the situation and continue with your day, and then be confident in your actions. After all, your level of confidence and the way in which you approach an action affect only its success rate. You will not change what you decide to do, because only by committing to action will you come out successful on the other side. Thus, the choice is not between the right or wrong action. You, the person listening to this, are only capable of doing what you do. No amount of anxiety will change one iota of the past. And despite what you may think, it won't change the future either. All we can change is the contents of our own heads, and even then only with help from either events or people. You'll benefit from knowing you always did the most you can, and that includes changing courses of action and committing to them, then carrying them through with confidence and the knowledge you're the best version of yourself that exists at that moment, and the situation needs you to step up. Meditation about improvement can lead to the improvements themselves, but this is a slow process of physical growth. After all, The only growing up we do after a while is to grow new pathways for our mind to follow, new connections and useful instincts. So learn the conditions. Spot times when you need to unfreeze and proceed, and when you do proceed, do so with confidence. Notice when you freeze. Unfreeze and proceed instead. Sure in the importance of taking action, some action, be it in business, in life, or just in getting your habitat tidied. You benefit from the mantra, unfreeze and proceed. So what are the conditions in which you should do so? If you've given a problem, a person, a discussion, a situation all due consideration, you may yet find yourself shy or retiring, unable to speak up, anxious about moving forward, prone to freeze rather than continue. But that can be changed, due to outside impetus. You are bound by the laws of causality. The version of you that enters a situation is the same as the one that comes out, because people change slowly. Or at least the changes propagate through the system of us, what we know as ourself, very slowly. This may seem to constrain you at first, but it actually sets you free. You're only able to use your own resources, and who you are, to solve situations and decide courses of action. This means whichever course you choose was the right one. For you. Now, you may regret the outcome or mourn the path not taken, but if you instead use the conclusion of the situation to drive your own improvement, it'll help you unfreeze and proceed in future. Regret is unproductive. The resolve to change is productive. Let these words, this little meditative session, setting up the possibilities, fuel you and be useful in creating resolve within your mind. Remember, all these words are physical things, being turned over by the gatekeepers of your mind and memory. They are as important and lasting as you make them, so let your first unfreezing be now, knowing you can choose how to react in future. Attach importance to this conversation, this presentation of meditation by me, this unwinding play for the benefit of your deeper mind. Absorb these words, these insights, these threads of meditative consciousness into your long-term memory. Make them a manifestation of yourself. Spot where you freeze interpersonally, professionally, in your home. All these places are known only to you. All I can do is call them to the forefront, with the right reminders, and let your body and brain make the changes. Seeing spots where you left things undone, unsaid, unchallenged, realize that if you do them, say them, challenge them, you'll be better fulfilling the purpose of the constellation of ideas and experiences, which is you yourself. You'll be realizing chances you let pass before. Unfreeze and proceed. Simply proceed. But know that regret does nothing, that trying to edit your mind quickly in the moment does nothing. If a situation is time-sensitive, you will not change appreciably between its beginning and its end. And if it's not time-sensitive, you're less likely to freeze up. Therefore, the best resources you have are you yourself. Trust yourself. Act for yourself. Unfreeze. Proceed. Look back on actions only later. But refrain from regret. Instead, choose a change coming out of the situation, and resolve to make that change in yourself so you handle it closer to the way you want to, in the ideal world, next time. Change happens slowly, so freezing and fretting accomplishes none of the goals you set. Unfreeze and proceed, confident in the knowledge you are the best version of yourself that you could be, for today at least. You can get better. Everything must be approached incrementally. Yes, everything incrementally. Unfreeze and proceed, confident you're able to change later. Resolve instead of regret. Everything incrementally. Unfreeze and proceed. Confident. Change yourself later. Resolve to change. instead of regretting suboptimal outcomes. All these things are things you can think back to, use as your motivational phrases internally, remembering this soothing time. It's that easy, and it's that hard. Good luck, and thanks for listening.